right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're talking about the Zack Snyder edition of Justice League. How does everyone feel about the Snyder Cut, Snyder Edition, the revamp of Justice League?
Since y'all messaged, I said, I think the trailer already shits on Whedon's movie. Like, I'm sorry, but I must have watched the trailer about 6 times straight. And I just kept shaking my head going, like, this is already better than what y'all put out in the theater. So the only concern that I keep having is that it's 4 hours.
Legit 4 hours. Not going to be broken up, right?
Nope. Legit 4 hours. It was originally rumored it was going to be 4 one-hour episodes and kind of come out like week to week. And then Zack Snyder was like, no, it's going to be one movie, 4 hours on the 18th of March. And I know it'll be in theaters the same day. Mm-hmm. There's a 10-minute intermission if you go to the theater to see it. I told my wife, I'm tripping off the 4 hours that I said, but I thought about it. I mean, I'm streaming, so I can pause the fucker if I get tired. So I said, so I'm really not too blown to 4 hours. I'm just more of a concern. Like, I've watched Zack Snyder films. I don't know if I can deal with 4 hours of Zack Snyder, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, his visual style is very aggressive. And yeah,
if it's like Endgame or like Infinity War, where it doesn't feel like 4 hours after, then he made a great film. But if it's like 2 hours in, I'm sitting there like, damn, I got 2 more hours of this, I'm going to be highly disappointed. Because, like I said, from the trailer, it looks like all the things that I felt like should have been in the movie originally have now been put in there. I'm kind of excited for this. But, again, it's DC. I hate to rag on them, but they tend to let us down at times. And so I'm trying to temper my enthusiasm. But, like I said, March 18th, I'll definitely be watching one way or another. It's not like I'm not going to watch it. I just hope that all this, it lives up to the hype and that we're finally like, shit, that was good. And y'all should have pushed it back and went with this to begin with. I know David Ayer, he put out some tweet where he was cheering. And I'm like, yeah, because you're banking on this turns out really good so you can do your damn director's cut of Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like all the directors that have done Warner Brothers movies, except for Shazam and Aquaman, director for Birds of Prey, yeah, had made some comment that Warner Brothers did not allow her to make the movie that she wanted to make. And regardless of what movie that is, that movie would still be terrible. So I don't think there's any fixing that one. Suicide Squad, maybe, but you're not going to get another chance because they already have another Suicide Squad movie queued up. So
it's 4 straight hours?
Of Zack Snyder it is.
And correct me if I'm wrong, they initially said there was only going to be 4 minutes of new footage. I was like, does that mean that a lot of stuff was on the cutting room floor and then they piece that together and then they film for those 4 additional minutes? Because that everything that we saw in the trailer isn't the only new scenes that they're going to have. Because from my understanding, Cyborg's supposed to have a big role. You're supposed to see a lot of Flash and it'd be nice for them to get some screen time.
I can't believe everything I saw in that somehow did not make the original cut of the movie. Regardless of how people feel about Whedon now, I don't think he would have done that. Like, even when the movie was coming out and people were like, well, why is Zack Snyder still given credit when Whedon basically had finished the movie? Again, I don't see how all this footage ended up on the cutting room floor. So to me, it seemed like they might have just reshot a whole bunch of stuff.
Well,
maybe over a series of time, and especially during a pandemic, but I can't imagine all that stuff being cut. And Steppenwolf still looks like trash.
From what I remember, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say that like almost half of Snyder's stuff got cut out. Because there were certain scenes like football in the trailer when Barry slaves Iris West in the car accident. All that stuff was in the original and all that got taken out. So I know all that stuff was originally there. And Whedon cut all that stuff out of there. So I know none of that was part of the reshoots. I'm guessing Jared Leto's Joker is part of the reshoots. Because I don't recall him doing the first one.
Yeah, he's no longer Thug Life Joker.
Yeah, and he, you know, changed all that. I know the nightmare scene was supposed to be expanded in the original one. And that got cut down some. But then I noticed Zack Snyder did a whole bunch of reshoots. When he said, all right, I'm going to finish the movie. So he did all these reshoots as Henry Cavill came back and all that stuff. So I don't know if it was originally 4 hours. You're kind of on the nose. I think that there was a bunch of footage that got cut out. It was probably only maybe 2.5, 3, because you figure what? Batman vs. Superman director's cut was, what was it, 2.5 or 2 hours, 45?
Yeah, just about.
Yeah. So I'm thinking if it was still around that point, I think Zack Snyder just said, fuck it, go balls to the wall, and had all these last minute ideas and just decided to go the whole 4 hours.
And I couldn't see him also being a producer, he and his wife being a producer of the movie, whatever was going on with him at the time, allowing a lot of that stuff just to be shelved.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like everybody's pointing a finger at Warner Brothers.
And Joss Whedon. I mean, Joss Whedon is out of favor.
Yeah, I'm be honest. That dude is at the point where he might as well stop directing.
He's at Bryan Singer level, Brett Ratner level at this point.
It's almost like every day somebody else is coming out to say, oh yeah, he was shitty on us too. And I agree, and I support that person. So he's getting to the point where he's going to be unhirable.
At a certain point, Joss Whedon was the can't-miss prospect for things. Yeah. He comes in, fixes the script, directs the movie. All of a sudden, you get Avengers, and Avengers 2 wasn't as great. But that's what led him to get to the point of Justice League. It's like, oh, well, Zack Snyder has to step away, and then Joss Whedon's coming in. Yeah, Avengers was great. He knows how to do ensemble stuff, but apparently he doesn't know how to treat people. So, but it's definitely a situation where, for me, I'll watch it. But yeah, like I might have to break that up a little bit. And is that coming up the same weekend as Falcon and Winter Soldier?
I want to say, yeah.
Oh, man. All right. So I assume Disney might just do maybe 2 episodes of Falcon and Winter Soldier that weekend. They're kind of stem the tide a little bit.
Those episodes are actually in 1 hour each. So if I'm not mistaken, I think there's 6 1-hour episodes. So
all right,
I'm just the first one to come out. It'll just be an hour long.
Okay. Yeah, I would probably say they might just release 2 episodes. Loki comes in April, right?
May, if I'm not mistaken. All right. I think Winter Soldier runs for 6 weeks, and then I think you get like 1 week break, and then Loki premieres.
Okay. Well, yeah. So maybe that.
Like Matt said, unless they push it back after Black Widow.
Well, I mean, Black Widow is already no longer chronological or more or less. They needed to make a movie. They wanted to make a movie with a specific gender as a lead. And you got the Black Widow movie, which I'm happy and pumped to see because I believe it's going to be a good movie. But
Loki only has 6 episodes.
Yeah, it's another 6 1-hour episode thing.
Oh, okay. So at least they're an hour each. That's okay.
Yeah.
And at the same time that, what's his name, comes out? Black Widow?
Well, Mike's saying that it might be before or after. It just depends because they're so up in the air about Black Widow's release date.
Yeah, they keep flip-flopping. Like I said, 1 minute you'll hear it's coming out, and then they go, oh, no, it's delayed again. I'm not buying into it until they actually officially announce it, and you start seeing like promos saying it's definitely coming out on that date.
Because we still got the Eternals that is coming out. We got Spider-Man at the end of the year.
Yeah, it was supposed to come out in July.
What's coming out in July?
Shang-Chi.
Oh, you're right. That's right.
I haven't seen anything about that.
In Australia?
Marvel's got a huge slate. Just they haven't been giving us none.
Yeah.
So I don't know. The only thing with Black Widow that, you know, of course, is the rumor is that they're going to introduce a new Black Widow who will carry the mantle going
forward. No, that doesn't work for me.
I say do it.
Because you're already doing that with Captain America. So why? And Captain Marvel. The comic book-esque way of continuing the character, but it doesn't work for me.
I don't know about it as far
and
as
and same thing with Thor. So you're doing that multiple times.
I think that's what's going to keep happening. Even with the Iron Man thing, at one point there was a big rumor that part of the outcome of WandaVision was Pepper Potts asked Wanda to bring Tony back to life. And that was when the Robert Downey Jr. rumor started back up. Now, nobody's really talked about it, but that was one of the first rumors was that it was a post-credit scene and Pepper finds out that Wanda brought Vision back and she says, can you bring back Tony? And eventually it leads to Robert Downey Jr. coming back.
I'd like
to see that.
Well, it lessens the effect of Endgame, where there was finality to it. That Tony made a sacrifice for humanity. And then all of a sudden, it doesn't really matter anything because Marvel / Disney wants to print more money. Like, that's just my issue with that.
Still be pretty awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. I've kind of leaned on the AI, like the comics, where he left, like at the end of the Endgame, he had his video message where it's basically an AI version of Tony who helps everybody out and talks. I'm fine with that. I'm not on board with him coming back yet thing, only because I want to see what Marvel does going forward, not hanging all their woes on all the original people. It is time to expand to some other characters and other parts of the universe and see how all that works, and then bring everybody back together if you want to do some shit, but that's just me.
Yeah, because, I mean, I guess my problem is, where is all this going? I mean, obviously it's going to lead to maybe Galactus. If it's going to go this whole multiple realities, time travel.
Tom Holland denied that Andrew Garfield or Tobey Maguire and Spider-Man, of course, which everybody found funny because he's always usually the one that blows rumors. So,
yeah, he's trying not to at this point.
On, well, I haven't seen him on set and they're not in the movie.
So, in theory, he's telling the truth if he really hasn't seen him on set. Yeah. In theory.
Yeah, but that's it. There hasn't really been any other major news. Like I said, everybody's guessing or praying that Reed Richards shows up in these next three episodes of WandaVision.
You really think he will? I think Magneto.
Yeah, I think, like I said, that's the one rumor that I did say. So they've been all in, Paul Bettany, Elizabeth Olsen, damn near everybody from the show keeps saying, like, oh, there's a cameo at the end of the season, Luke Skywalker level, like, you're going to fucking lose it. And I'm just sitting there like, huh, it's got to be somebody big, because I had heard the Evan Peters rumor, and I thought that was the biggest one that was going to happen during the season. But they said, no, end of the season, it's a huge cameo. And it was either between Magneto and everybody said Doctor Strange.
All right. So I guess we'll see where all this goes to. And Zack Snyder, hopefully this movie will be better than what was released. Seems like it. But you can't just keep doing the Batman v Superman. Hey, we released the ultimate version of the movie. So.
Yeah. And they should have got it right the first time.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I mean, not seeing Aquaman director extended ultimate final cut. The movie was done. So, all right. That's the Beast Game Podcast.